the most difficult challenges right now is to drive sustainability. You need to have three pillars to be able to manage it as a journey and optimize it as part of the transformation process.
A few years back, we have Qingkao explosion of a factory. Our project was right next to it. And the total 300 housing units that we have all got damaged, be it small or large.
Today, with the digital world, things are moving rapidly. Technology change. I must say that we cannot stop moving forward. Continuous improvement are essential, and also we cannot stand still.
I'm the CEO of Amata Vietnam. We are doing on the industrial park developers. In fact, we call ourselves is a city developers, but our customers majority is the manufacturing. So we land in Thailand and now we expand to Vietnam and Laos. In fact, I also run in Myanmar as well. However, our business is doing on the city developers, locating all the manufacturing, and then we supply them on first is land. Until we supply them as well on the utilities and the services in order to make them have the full operation and export, import all materials and products, and as well as the taking care of the people and create the taxpayer to the country. So that is our job. I think our core value is the all-win philosophy. All win meaning is not the IP, not the city developers win alone, but it have to be our client win as well. Our clients also have the prosperities and growth in their business, as well as their employee, and together with the community and the government. That's why we call it all win. All the stakeholders are located or nearby our cities. They have to grow together. I think that is our core value. We never leave anyone in the back. Another one is as well is the environmental friendly, because we are dealing with the land developed and we also create a lot of manufacturing factories. It might be impact to the environment sometimes, somehow. So how we can avoid this kind of thing? So we always firstly select the customers who create less or no pollution. We always put them in. Another one, we ourselves, we also not create the environment impact. So we can claim that in Thailand, we are total solutions of the environmental management. And that is a core value of our company. We are not the company just only looking for the growth, but we also looking for the all-win philosophy. We also looking on the environmental. So all of us can live peacefully.
So I have, I'm M. Naran Miwatanakrai. I'm an MBA graduate from Sassin Graduate of Institute of Business Administration. I'm currently the Executive Director of Siam Wellness Group Public Company Limited. We are Thailand's most comprehensive spa and wellness chain, controlling from massage schools, Thai spa products, two-day spa and wellness centers throughout Thailand. We are proud to be the first Thai spa company to be listed in the Stock Exchange of Thailand since 2014. So our vision for the company is to provide accessible wellness services rooted in Thai hospitality to help people have a better well-being. So our core values of the company is first, the Thai hospitality. We believe that Thai massage is a heritage that has been passed on from generations to generations. And it's actually the medical way of treating people for a better well-being. Second, we believe in professionalism. We want to provide a standardized professional services by our therapists for both Thai and foreign tourists to spread out the beauty of Thai massage to the wide nation. Third, I think it's value added. We believe in creating new values to tie services and products to help enhance its value and its exclusivity to the world.
Yeah, my name is Rajesh Thamuthitham. I'm Managing Director of Supalight Public Company Limited. It was founded by my father. It is approaching 35 years old, right? We are a property developer. We specialize in residential real estate. The good thing about us is we not only developer for Bangkok, we are nationwide. We are now covering 26 other provinces throughout Thailand. And we are normally leader in most provinces we are in, but we are capable to do both condominiums and landed property. Therefore, you see both condos and landed property from supply everywhere, Bangkok, provincial markets. We try to focus on our customers. We try to make sure we get the best product for the price to our customers always. Therefore, value for money is normally the key for supply. At the same time, surely as property developer, you want to deliver the best community possible to our customers. We are responsible developer. Therefore, any stakeholders that are involved with supply, be it our contractors, our customers surely, community surrounding us, especially since we do a lot of our projects in provincial markets. We want to make sure everywhere Supalai goes, we bring up communities and social around us to be better. And that's our aim. We try to make sure we do the best possible.
My name is Vichai Bencharongkun. I'm a SASIN graduate, EMBA 2012. I'm running a family business. The company is Benchachinda Holding. We have comprised of technology business, telecommunication business. We house about 1,800 people working in various fields. We have been in the business for 64 years in 2024. So it's a long history of company. I think from the beginning of our company, which started by my father, we always treasure and value our customer trust in our business, the way we do business, and also the way we deliver our services to the customer. We value the reputation that they're giving us and also what they have been trusted us to do for them.
My name is Phan C. Thrailat, and I am the fourth generation of our group of business, which involve the boat business, the hotel and hospitalities, and the real estate business. First, I'd like to share our core principle. I think that will help to understand where we are and what we can do. And we like to maintain our legacy to become the service provider along the Chao Phraya River. We have four pillars that we strive to achieve. First is the family approach. We feel that because we are a family business, there is a value to maintaining the family friendliness, the relationship that we have with our team, with our customer. So this is an important pillar that we continue to uphold. The next pillar that we strive to achieve is being authentic to who we are. We're not a large corporation. We don't have a lot of expertise. So we try to be humble of who we are. We have the integrity of being morally correct in what we do. We don't take advantage of our staff or of our customer. We're not able to achieve a lot of profit from what we do, because a lot of pricing, especially the boat pricing, is controlled by the government. So that itself keep us check and balance on what we can achieve. So we're trying to maintain our business as well as we can. And of course, our fourth pillar is trying to create new initiatives, new innovations in what we have developed over the past 100 years. We know that the world is moving forward. There's new technologies, new services coming up, new competitors. We recognize that. And we try to instill into our team the ability to create something new, to try something new. It is a challenge because, as we said, it's a family business. They tend to just listen to what the boss has to say and then just follow along. So with new businesses that we're developing, this is framework, a model that we create for our team right from the start.
My name is Chan Sivikon. I am the Sassin MBA 84 graduate. We have, after our graduation, we lead businesses in, you know, it's more of the private investment management and in relation to the family businesses, which is focused on properties and private equities investment management. So in terms of the businesses, we have been going from generation to generation. I am probably the third or fourth generation of the families. One of the businesses that I'm spending time on is the managing Gaison properties, the Gaison Village, which is located as part of the urban city centers. So our basically vision and mission is related to how we create an environment for people to discover delights. And with respect of the what sort of business model it is on asset management, is we adopt the pioneer strategy in relation to the placemaking experience for integrated mixed use, you know, management, and how we create an environment for property for people to interact and discover delightful opportunities to enrich their life and the quality work they play group. So this is one example. So from being able to do that and also other businesses, I just simply put in the context of how we lead life with purpose. Right. So we make life delightful.
So the challenge, I would say, on the macro view first. Macro view, this is the world economy. As I mentioned, my customers mainly is the manufacturing. And manufacturing, I would say in Thailand, 80% come from the foreign. In Vietnam, 95% come from foreign. So we are dependent on outside more than the domestic investors. So the economics have been impacted a lot in terms of declining and also on the policies. So the manufacturing have to follow those kind of policies. So the selection of the locations of the cities is have to be very, very important. Where the best location to support those foreign direct investors to come and enjoy on the location and can produce and can import the materials, export the products. And also the support by the policies of the whatever free trade agreement or the country policies. Like today, US trade war having the problem with China. So a lot of FDI, foreign direct investor from China have to migrate to the other country. So Vietnam, Thailand, Laos become one of the important location for them. So that is the first challenge, how to follow the macroeconomics and enhance all those FDI to come to our area. So that is the first thing. Second one, as we are the city developers, our material is land. After you found the location that follow the macroeconomics, then can you find big size of land? And good size of land meaning is cost of development not too expensive. Then we can sell the land reasonable price to those FDI. More than that is the how we can supply them on the utilities sufficient and efficient as well. When I say sufficient is, it's enough for their demand. But in the same time, efficient is the price also can be the competitive when they compare with the other country. So we have to make sure whatever land price, whatever utility price, it have to be competitive as well. So that are the challenge that we are having, which is, I would say, starting from the world economy, of course.
People normally see developers as negatives, like they see us causing dust, inconvenience. But at the same time, it is developers who create town, create cities, right? Therefore, we have to balance that. We have to make sure we do it well, we do it responsibly, I think that's key. And surely there are a lot of problems that come with being property developers. If I recall one maybe recently, about a few years back, we have Kingkau explosion of a factory, right? Our project was right next to it. And the total 300 housing units that we have all got damaged, be it small or large. First thing that comes to our mind is how we can help the customers. You know, we know with that kind of explosion, the roof is open. We have a war room right away. By 10 o'clock, we can tell our customers where they can stay for the night. Basically, we make sure we book the hotels nearby, get them to stay in there as soon as possible. By noon, a lot of customers already have a hotel to live in. When that's settled, then we can talk about, you know, how we can fix houses for them. So we got it done very quickly. So we talked to banks, talked to our contractors, and we got them back into their home as quickly as we can. Well, take some time. But to get them safe and sound as quickly as we can, to get them to the same house as quickly as possible, to see a smile on their faces, you hardly see or hear negative feedback from that, although the whole 300 houses were damaged. I thought, yeah, we did quite okay. Surely better it not happen, but since it happened, I think we did the best we can. Not only our customers, our employees were all proud to being part of that.
Challenges can come in any form, but for me, the most difficult challenges that I face right now is to drive sustainability. Now, in the past, sustainability is, you know, in terms of how community define, particularly regulators like Bank of Thailand or government people, they are talking about governance that drive sustainability. However, we find that old definition is not really aligned to the future being that we see so far of the changing dynamics of the industry. So we have seen so far that to really drive sustainability, you need to have three pillars. One is a good governance process. Number two is competitiveness. Because if business cannot be competitive, it can't sustain. And number three is you need value innovations. Business can't be able to innovate in speed with competitions of industry, you can't sustain. So you need to have governance, the competitiveness, and the third pillar is value innovations. These are the key three, you know, pillars that you need to be able to manage it as a journey and optimize it as part of transformation process. So I think that's a key three pillars that it become a challenge to me.
As I mentioned, we are in telecommunication and technology business. So of course, one of the challenge is the changing of the technology. Technology today changed very rapidly. Unlike 30, 40 years ago, it changed, but it's not as fast as today. Today with the digital world, things are moving rapidly. Technology change, the way people perceive things, use things, the innovative things come very fast. We cannot stop moving forward. So our main challenge, of course, to keep up with all the changes. And of course, the changes come with people. So all people come with the changes, and vice versa. So I think to keep up with the changes, we also need to keep up the knowledge that our people have in order for them to be able to track and deliver the latest technology that the people want, or the customer wants or expected. As I mentioned in the beginning, that we value the trust that the customer have with us. So we need to continue to preserve that trust that we have from them by always continue to innovate our services and also stand behind what we delivered to them. And we also have to train our people to do so. In order to do that, we have to keep reminding them of the right thing to do. We need to transform them, educate them, and also keep them in the loop of what needs to be improved to change the way we do things to the better way. All this sum up is that our most challenges in this business is the people. you know, customer are the people, our staff are the people. So to make sure that we have both world, mean the customer world and our organization world moving at the same speed is one of the tough challenges that we have today.
I would say the human management is the most challenge to us. How to make them love the company? How to make them feel the company is their home? I think this is the most challenge. And because we are not in the one country, we also in the Laos and Vietnam, how we can manage or rotate our people to be in the other country peacefully. If we doing this kind of thing, I always looking on the human people that top notch. It have to be our expat. And then we create using the domestic people to work with us, because our job mainly is to transfer the skill. You know, the transfer, skill transfer is really important. It's not the technology transfer, but this is a skill transfer. So I think that would be a kind of the most challenge for me. That is the people management.
Personally, myself, I like to inspire our team. I like to show example of what other hotels are doing well, to give them inspiration, as well as to, I wouldn't say lecture, but to provide some information on what the industry is doing and how it's progressing forward, so that they are inspired to think what they can develop for themselves. Of course, you know, we have an idea, and sometimes it goes according to what we think, sometimes it's something else. We just need to let them try. If it doesn't work, well, try something else. Maybe what we originally think is not the best way forward. Maybe they have a better way of doing or creating something new.
We have almost over 2,000 employees in the company. So people management skills, I think, is one of the core business principles that we need. In that sense, I think communication is one of the key in understanding their needs and delivering the promises that the company promised to them, whether it be in the job responsibilities, reward and punishment, as well as rules and regulations. Wherever we have to work as a team towards the company's goals of being the Thailand's leaders of wellness and spa chain. So of course, during the past 12 years of my journey with Siam Wellness Group, we have faced many challenges, from closing the airport to the recent COVID-19. So of course, with us relying partly on the tourists and partly on the Thai consumers, we believe that the journey has been a challenging time. However, we believe that after each crisis, there's always new opportunities. So there's time for us to innovate, create values, as well as create new products and services to serve the wide audience of our customers. I think we believe in the principles of think global, act local. We believe that we should think big in terms of the visions, in terms of the goals of the business. However, when we act local, meaning that we should look into the details. When we start businesses, we need to look into all the stakeholders, whether it be the employees, partners, or the business alliance. So in one of our business plans many years ago, our key vision was to become Starbucks of spa. So of course, many people are very familiar with Starbucks, where they have standardized products, standardized services, but wide locations across Thailand and in global stage. I think we learn from them that if you can provide standardization of services and products with value for money pricing and keep that and apply it in each local market, I think you can make it a successful one. For Thai spas like Let's Relax, I think we did apply the same. We deliver professional massage services in value for money pricing, but adapt to each locations to pick in or select the good unique selling point for each locations to showcase the beauty of the locations we are located in.
I would say the logic and fair. Whatever that we are handling today, internal or external, it has to be fair and logic. If logic, you can convince people easily. If fair, that means you don't take advantage on them. So everyone get the advantage the same. So we are fair is coming as well as the sharing, right? The benefit or the thing that they would like to have, the people from the different corner, they would like to get different things. So we have to manage those kind of things properly. You can't just say in the table, oh, I want this one. I don't care. I don't hear anyone what you want. That would not be a good thing to do it. Logic, fair, and chair is very important for everyone. Then everyone can win together. That's why philosophies of Amata is all win.
I believe teamwork is very important for business operators. I think delegation of jobs as well as responsibilities in the decision makings of each process in the business, whether it be the customers, the employees, or the business partners, we need to think global but act local. Meaning that we should think big in terms of the visions of the company, ways of doing things, can take success case studies from achievers in each sector or in industries, but act local, meaning that adjust it to your own culture or your own ways of doing business. I understand many business entrepreneurs, they have their own strength in their each sector, but I think sharing the stories between different sectors and applying it in your own way is the best practice that we recommend.
Integrity, surely, you have to be real. I think, and that's one thing people often neglect. I am me, right? I can't change who I am. I know I have very strong values of a lot of things that I think is right and what is wrong that we don't do. And we pass that on to our employees, who in turn pass on to our customers. I think that shows essence of who we are as a company. Yeah, I think that's very key for any company.
What I believe from my experience that we cannot stand still. We always have to move forward. We always have to improve. We always have to innovate. The way we do business, the way we innovated a new product, also the way we working with our people to make sure that they understand the need of the customer, which is changing in this rapid world. You see, not just in the business, in our environment, whether the politics, whether it be the people, understanding people wants, they are changing. So I think, you know, our business, continuous of improvement is essential, and also we cannot stand still.